Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge Radio Show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hey guys, this is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, as well as the CEO of Fruition Publishing. And in the last podcast episode, I was talking about lawsuits and ignorance, no excuse of the law. And I asked you the question, did I tell you about that time that my client almost got sued? But of course, you know with me, there is a part two. And the part that I did tell you, we talked about trademark infringement and a book that she was coming out with, but I didn't talk about the juicy stuff, which I know you guys really want anyway. The second part of that was she almost got sued because people that she was working with in a particular book project just decided they want to sue her. And without getting into all the legal stuff, I'm going to get into the legal stuff you need to know. Here's a number one problem I find with entrepreneurs, which is why I have my course that is coming January the 4th about Fix Your Business Life. Again, last podcast episode, I told you that contracts matter. And believe me, they do. And there was no finer example in my business life of that than the one I'm about to share with you about this client. So here's the tea. Here's what happened. What this person did, and I know I'll just say from my investigation, I'm not going to go into it for legal reasons, but what they did is what a lot of entrepreneurs do. And what I probably did in the beginning days until I invested, and thank God I invested early for real legal counsel and realized, holy crap, this is so wrong. It could cost me millions. Here's the deal. A lot of entrepreneurs have contracts and they get them one or two ways if they actually use contracts. They A, Google them, and or B, they get them from whatever project they were previously in. This is wrong all day long. And let me tell you why. The majority attorney that I consulted said this, and I was just blown away. And guess what? She was absolutely correct. The majority of business contracts you will find on Google are written either in California or New York. Now, my business is in the state of Virginia. There are certain policies that New York has that Virginia doesn't, and vice versa. Certain policies California has. Virginia doesn't have, and vice versa. So if you're using a contract that's predicated on the laws of these states, you have a problem. Number two, do you get these business contracts that you Google, and they are not one size fits all. There's particular nuances in your business, your platform, what you want legally enforceable that contract may not. There are other considerations that contract has that you're picking off Google that don't apply to your business. And when it comes to contract, one comma or one period and where it's placed or absent can make the difference between a million or more dollars, just one comma, just one period. So no, it is that serious. When people are making the choice of where they're going to spend their money to start a business, oh, it's that serious. You want an attorney. Because if not, it can be one error, one wrong contract or absence thereof can be the downfall of your business before it gets off. Or you could lose everything you own. Point number two, and this is where it affected my client. It was a combination of this person used a Google contract, but also it was the fact that this person had been part of other book projects with multiple authors before, and she took the whole contracts from them. And what was funny is I knew that from my quote unquote investigation. So when I looked at the contracts and lack thereof of the contract she gave my client, it was the same crap from this previous person because they told me I got my contracts from this book project, blah, 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 blah. Well, for one thing, that project wasn't even in this country. Yeah. And then number two, well, I'll just tell you what the attorney told us. So here's the deal. When Fruition Publishing Concierge Services, whenever we take a new client, one of the things, sometimes I have people that say, you know, I need my book republished. First thing I'm going to say, do you still have the original publishing contract of the first publisher? What are the terms? When are you out of that contract? Because I just can't take your manuscript and republish you if they're still legally binding things from that publisher. And some people might go, oh, well, no, that's up because we're in our relationship after 3 years. Go back to your contract. Some contracts have you bound in certain things for a lifetime. Some contracts will say 2-3 years or 5 years for this, but then maybe other things that are attached to that book. And one of the things that we do here for Fruition Publishing, we don't just look at a book. So we're looking sometimes at things like screenplays or TV shows or magazines. And depending on your publisher, they may have things where, yeah, your book contract is over after 3 years, but those other things I just mentioned and more are locked to the publishing company. And maybe you didn't pay attention because you were so excited to finally get your book published and you signed, but you didn't realize that. You didn't even know to ask. And of course, you did what a lot of budding entrepreneurs do. You didn't have an attorney review those contracts. Okay? So what we did was we sat down with the client. We looked at the contracts they had. And one of the first things we wanted to do, and this was before they were actually our client, is say we need to legally erase everything they did. We need to legally get your rights back and try to get as much as your money back as you can, since they're telling you they're no longer able to do the project. And we successfully did that. And then for those that wanted to continue to work on that project with my client now, we made them sign new contracts and we gave them a deadline. We reviewed what the information was. I came on as a CEO saying, you know, what we're going to do. This is what we need from you if you want to continue on. And we had them sign new contracts and new non-disclosure agreements. But here's the kicker. I did a step further and told my client to sit down with her attorney. Because what happened was, one of the people in the project got in their feelings. And see, this is why contracts matters and why it should matter to you and your brand. Because people get excited and you get excited and you have a vision for something that's awesome. And you have people that you want to participate, you know, and you get in and we're all agreeing to stuff and that sounds wonderful. I can tell you as a book publisher that one of my love-hate things are anthologies. Because I see so many people go into those things. And this is my girl. And they got a message. And we're going to do this together. It's that teamwork thing. But you've picked all the wrong people. You've picked people who are not going to push this. You pick people that don't have skin in the game. They don't want to make an investment. But they want all the rewards. You can't have all the rewards if you're not going to do your assigned portion of the work. And if it's done right, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of an investment. So I see too many lead authors, the visionary, sitting here spending for their baby, their vision. And then you got all these grumbles in the camp because in the beginning, everybody was excited and they were looking at dollar signs. But then when the smoke clears and it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to get this and my name ain't on this and blah, 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 blah. And why I'm paying for and you're pulling out your pocket for your baby and you got a whole bunch of people in your boat that are literally poking holes at the bottom. And instead of pumping you up and working for your success, they're working for your downfall. And who's the one that's going to pay for that price tag, that failure? You. So if anything, that's when contracts really matter. However, what happened was you had these disgruntled people. Because, of course, when you insert business relationships and someone else takes over, a lot of times those people still stay connected to the previous one. So you have that previous one who's mad in their feelings, even if they were the one to let it go and drop the ball, they got excuses all day. So now they're trying to play the bad cop, good cop, okay, and getting in their ear. Well, you know, are they doing this for you? Are they doing this for you? Forget the fact that they're not doing jack crap for you and they're the one that got you in this sticky predicament. For some reason, humanity forgets that part, but you're listening to the lies and deception. They walked away. They even stole from you. And you have people who will still listen to them And now they're feeling, okay, I signed the new contract, but yeah, you know, this person had been with us. This person had did this. They're not looking at the fact this person defrauded you and robbed you blind and didn't deliver. So now they have all these issues. So with my client, you had one of them that decides they're going to go to legal aid because that's what they were paying for. And they're going to get them to write up this legal letter, whatever, whatever. I looked at it and laughed because I knew no real attorney had written this and it had to be one of those gimmick systems. But you know what? I'm the contract girl. I'm the legal girl. So I got my client to go sit down with her attorney, show the previous document, show the new documents. And what she said everything. One, my client was legally covered. She said, whoever this new person is, you're legally covered. All the women signed this. You're good to go. But whoever this publisher, and I use that loosely because legally we found out they really were not. Whoever this one was that represented you before, they didn't have your best interest at heart. From the contractual things, some of these things are not even legally enforceable, but the other things were all for the benefits of the people with you. It wasn't for you at all. And it was because they had promised royalties to the amount with the number of women that was in there. My client would have never gotten anything. And I'm not even going to go with the list of other things that they did was illegal. But this is why contracts matter. And this is why, as much as I love my clients and I want you to be passionate about what you're doing, you must understand the business side. We did things as far as trademarks because there's no, you know, there's no point of having the bomb.com product, service, concept, multi-million dollar potential. And because you didn't have certain trademarks, you didn't have certain copyrights, you didn't have certain this, that someone with money can come by and take it from you. There's a designer right now, Haley, I can't think of her last name, but she worked with this company, I think JLM Couture. It was posted on social media, so I legally can say something. But she worked with this company, beautiful woman, builds these beautiful wedding dresses. And enter a contract with them, I think when she was 25, and it's been 10 years, and the contract's about to end, and she was renegotiating. They came to the decision, they're no longer going to work together, they couldn't get the deal, but here's the thing, the court ruled that now they own her social media account. So she can't post anything, and why this is important is because her IG account not only showed her designs and things she did, but it also showed her personal life. Moments of things she does in her personal life with her fiance or husband, which is things she does. Because when you're doing that on social media, you do. They want to know not just the business, but they want to know the person behind it. Well, because of this contract, she now cannot post on that social media account that her name and brand is built under unless she gets permission from that company. They are still in court now fighting over whether that company has the right to her legal government name. So if you don't think contracts matter, this is the type of stuff where this woman may not do business again as a designer. And it's nothing that breaks my heart to see her have 1.6 million fans that now she can no longer access on her own social media account without going to the company that she's battling and is deciding to no longer work with without permission. And you're fighting over her legal government name. Do you have the rights to that? So if you don't understand that licensing and contracts matter, I don't know what blaring other example I can give you. And this is a woman who apparently has affluence, very influential. What does that mean for the small business owner that doesn't have that? They haven't arrived there yet. Oh, honey, that means for you, if you're not on her level, that means they can take everything you own. And you'll never recover from it. So, simple offer. Fix Your Business Life Virtual Bootcamp is going to start on January 4th, 2021. Again, it's virtual, so it's from the comforts of your home. I'm opening only 25 slots. With the first 10 that book, because action, if you take action, you win in life. So, the first 10 that book are going to be one of the first to review, to get their own copy, complimentary from me, as a thank you for registering for this program and taking action quickly. You'll be one of the first to get the book, So You Want to Be an Entrepreneur. We have the adult version, the children's youth entrepreneurship version, and we have the minority version for minority youth as well as minority adults. You will be asked which one you would like when it's available. It will be published in the beginning of 2021, but you'll be one of the first to have your hands on it. And it has everything in it, from funding sources, from business plan templates, from pitch competitions, different organizations. It has everything that a beginning entrepreneur, or if you're just thinking about business and you want to do this right, needs. There are over 100 pages filled with content and examples. Don't miss out on this opportunity. And what is the price? What is the price? Literally, for this course that can save you thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars. As Alicia Brown LLC, I wanted to, as the CEO, give back to the community, make sure there are no excuses for your success, and to make sure that as we are going through this pandemic, that you fire off your new year. Not talking about it anymore, but doing it. That's why I'm going to offer it to 25 people only for the price of $99. That's correct. Not installment, not down payment, just a flat $99. So when you go to thejoyguru.net, hit that shop page button, you will see it at the top of the page, I believe. Or it's definitely, if it's not at the first thing at the top of the page, it is at the top. You'll be able to click on it and just pay instantly. Make sure in the notes section you put your name and email address. I'll get your email address anyway from that service. But go ahead in the notes section and give me your name and your email address, and then we will go ahead and log you in. I'm not picking the first 10. It's literally the first 10 that register. They're going to be in that queue for when that book is available. They're going to be the first to get it because I want you to start off right. And in the course, you'll also have worksheets. There'll be actionable items because I don't want you to just take something and learn. I want you to implement. I want accountability. That's what I offer my clients. So, you know, that's included. And per chance, if you're listening to this after January 4th and you're like, Alicia, I didn't know. I wish I could be a part of the course. I'm just hearing it. Still click that button. We'll get you logged in. We might have a wait list, or we might tell you about the next one. We'll get you logged in and we'll get you caught up on whatever you miss. So if you're coming in the second week and you're like, well, I missed the first week, because it's virtual, you'll be able to catch up on what you missed and then get right back in the groove with us, because we want you to have a success. And I don't want you to be sued. And if you are sued, I want you to have a legal leg to stand on, because ignorance is no excuse of the law. And I don't want you to learn the lesson because you had a multi-million-dollar lawsuit, or you had, you know, a $10,000, $20,000, and you just, that ended your business financially, personally, you couldn't afford it. You might have made the mistake, like a lot of entrepreneurs, where you don't even have business insurance or the proper one yours need. But we have plenty of time to talk about that in the course. So I'm signing off now. And again, go to thejoyguru.net, hit that shop page for more information, and I will see you in the winner's circle. Bye-bye for now from Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.